What's up, guys and gals, fellow whiskey sippers? This is Whiskey Biz Podcast, and here are your hosts, Rob and Devo.
So you know how there's a bunch of farms kind of like near me in where I live? Or at least there's the one that Victor, I think we went to.
Yeah. You mean an orchard?
Yeah, that one's an orchard, but so there was also like a corn maze, or not corn maze, but like a cornfield.
Okay.
I just felt a little uneasy. Like it felt eerie to me.
I think you should have gone on the Halloween side, but I like it. I like it. It's eerie. It's eerie. Like an ear of corn. Yeah. Get it, guys? There's an ear of corn. Come on. Give us a laugh. Give them a laugh. Give them a 5 stars on fucking Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you didn't like it or you liked it. Just give them a 5 stars to show that you appreciate it.
I'd say that that's more of a Devo original than anything else.
Absolutely. It's more original than a corny joke.
Uh-huh. Well, that was the best joke of the night.
You weren't here for the last recording. So we talked about this 2 weeks ago.
Love is blind.
Well, yeah, that too. But 2 weeks ago we talked about doing this. I think it was 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I'm losing track of it. Sometimes, because we've been recording extra episodes, and it seems easy to keep track of for the average person, but add alcohol
and
squirrels. And then you get a drunk squirrel. Mm-hmm. And it's just all sorts of fucked up. So this is bracket number one. If you didn't get it from the fucking name of the episode, I act like it's so new and like, oh, they didn't know. Obviously, you know what? We clicked on it. Yeah. It's pretty clear. Unless it just, the only saving grace here is if you didn't pick the episode to listen to, and Apple Podcast or Spotify just automatically put it on.
Yeah.
That's our only saving grace, for me at least. So, bracket number one. Our bracket's a little fucked up, but it's at least following a bracket. You should have seen on social media that we are doing a bracket. So, if you didn't, it means that you're not following us. You need to follow us, like, immediately.
I didn't know that. We're doing a bracket.
Yeah, you were the one who recommended it.
Victor. I don't remember seeing it on social media.
That's because it hasn't gotten out yet.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it has not appeared.
You're talking like we're in the future.
We are in the future. And our recording, once the future comes, our recording will have been in the past.
So the social media hasn't happened yet in my universe.
Well, social media has happened. No, the bracket hasn't happened.
And if you listen in on a Patreon, you would have understood the comes there.
Yeah.
Who came first?
Second base.
No. What's on second?
Who's on first?
Yeah. What's on
came
second?
Came on third?
I don't know what's on third.
No, I was just kidding. Like, they came on third. Since we were making first, cum
what's
jokes.
On second?
I just figured, I don't know what's on third. Since Devo was going with the cum jokes. I don't know. Generally, if we record two episodes in one night, the second is the Patreon. Well, Victor screwed that up for us, so the first was the Patreon. I'm pretty drunk.
That's going to be a good night.
Yeah, probably. And I'm running on like 3 hours of sleep, so it's going to be a lot of fun. But I'm going to probably use more ums than usual, which most people are going to be like, you say a lot of ums. Probably. So it's going to be more. So just be prepared.
Be prepared.
And not starting with line. C.
I'm pretty sure be prepared is a Lion King song.
Be our guest is Beauty and the Beast.
Yep. So there's our Disney trivia. On to the whiskeys.
What's this bracket about that you posted on social media?
The first bracket is going to be our number okay, so just to start, the ranking was based on price, not MSRP necessarily, but price that you can buy the bottles for. So this week, we're starting on the left side. the number one seed is on the right side. Don't ask me why. It just is. So just deal with it and just hope that your bracket's right.
Just deal with it.
So we're going 2 versus 7 tonight. Number two seeded is Old Forester 1897.
Why don't we do number one?
Because it's on the right side of the bracket, and we're working on the left side of the bracket. Pretty sure I was completely clear when I said this.
I don't know if it comes that clear, but
I'm so confused right now.
Good. So 1 and 8 are on the right side of the bracket. 2 and 7 are on the left, and we're going clockwise. I'm going to really fuck with you. We're going to go clockwise.
That does
counterclockwise,
sense,
actually. Doing left side of the bracket, starting on the bottom right, because the right side of the bracket's starting from the bottom.
Now we're here.
From the bottom, now we're here.
The whole fucking team's here. Finally, because Victor missed the first episode. So,
oh God, all right, so early times in 1897, right?
Yeah, early times is the 7th ranked whiskey. And all of these are bottled in bond. I don't know if I said that, but
no,
again,
I said bibs in the beginning.
You can.
What does bibs stand for?
Bottled in bond.
I just fucking said it.
Oh, you weren't very clear.
Well, according to Devo, cum isn't clear, so you know.
Victor, what's a bottled in bond? Like, what makes it a bottled in bond?
You could put a scorpion in it.
So I mean, you probably could, but
it's got the worm.
Doesn't make it a bottled in bond.
Okay, Victor, you're making us look like we really don't know what we're talking about, and we don't, but we're trying to appear that we do. Okay, Jesus Christ,
I like Buzz Robert.
Okay, so the first whiskey we are going to taste is Early Times, and then we're gonna pick out of the two what we prefer, and the one that gets a majority vote wins. And we will Sounds be good. Picking at random, and the random order is Victor first, Devo second, Rob third.
How was that random?
Because
that sounded more haphazard to me.
How do you know it's not random? Maybe in my mind, you have to remember, my mind is a squirrel, right? Everything's random.
Everything's haphazard.
However I say it is random.
He's always going for the nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So number one trial is
trial.
Trial. I prefer the air side of this, but Early Times bottled in bond, which was the episode that we brought this up on. So,
oh, that's why it's bib bottled in bond.
Yes,
it makes so much sense now.
Fuck, I swore. I mean, this is like the epitome of learn by doing. Except for Victor, it's learned by hearing / saying.
He has to say it. Like, he has to hear it a couple times, and then he understands it.
He loves to hear himself. Early Times is first, Victor, if you want to start prepping your palate, because Devo and I have been drinking. You may have been drinking, but probably Tecate.
Why is it always Tecate? I don't like Tecate.
No, you like Bubba.
It's all Tecate.
So it's spicy. It's got a decent amount of pepper.
It smells good for a freaking... Oh, and the price difference here is pretty significant. You're looking at about $18 to $25 for Early Times, and $18.97 is going to be like $50 to $55. Mm-hmm. So pretty significant price difference. So two reasons that this is kind of a cool practice is, first of all, is bottled in bond better, even though we aren't comparing it to non-bottled in bond, but we'll figure that out later.
Are the different bottled in bonds?
Is there better? A big difference between them?
Because it's a pretty strict
being that they're all 4 years.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the requirements.
Yes.
And then also, you know, being a bourbon, it has to be the 51% at least of corn, and then
it's corn.
Same season, same batch, and 100 proof.
And it has to be federally regulated.
Right. Yeah, there's a decent amount of stuff that goes into it.
Yes.
I don't like the government involved in my whiskey.
Fair. But I don't mind paying. This is the one group that I don't mind paying.
What's your
definitely
rating,
spicier, Ron? On the nose, smoother on the palate, of course.
Than what?
Than the nose.
Than Penelope, like, then. Architect. He drank that last episode, Victor.
Yeah.
If you were here, you would have known. It was vanilla-y. Whew. I act like I'm surprised, but we just did this one like 2 fucking weeks ago.
Yeah.
Victor, have you been sipping, or are you just sitting there, like, bringing it all in?
I haven't had my comparison sip.
I saw him take a sip.
I didn't know.
How was that water, Diva?
Yeah, it was water.
You're supposed to drink water in between tastings, but you have a Coke Zero, so that'll work. Probably won't.
Have you seen that thing on TikTok where they rub the cap and it opens by itself?
No, can we try that on another episode so we aren't sitting here for 2 hours trying to...
Do you think it works?
I don't know, but I'm not that excited to try out.
It has a different type of sweet on the nose.
It's also a little darker. This is more like... It's weird. It's more like brown.
It has like a... I agree with you. It is definitely...
Like a chocolate.
I would say like it's a reddish brown, though.
Not as ethanol forward and more oaky.
I would also say that there's a little more cherry on the nose.
Yeah, you got to compare.
Oh.
You're going to, like, generally what you're going to do is you're going to probably go first one, then second one, then back to the first and make your decision, or first one, second one, first one, second one. It's generally kind of how it goes.
Yeah, a little bit more cherry and oak, I would say. I got definitely a lot more pepper on the first nose. But I'll go to the sip now.
It is close.
In terms of balance, yeah.
This one's a little more balanced. It's not as sweet.
No. Especially on the finish.
It is oakier.
Like the
This one's tough.
I would say Early Times has a traditional nose, but the palate is a little bit sweeter. Whereas the nose on the 1897 is sweeter on the nose. Wow, I said nose so many times right there.
Who knows?
But on the palate, it's a little like spicier and oakier or traditional bourbon.
I don't get a lot of sweetness on the nose, but it could be that we have different bottles.
Yeah, that could be the case.
Now... I just want to preface this by, of the attainable Old Forester series, so meaning the 1870, 1897, 1910, 1920, and Statesman, this is my least favorite.
And you mentioned that.
I've mentioned it before.
In the episode, yeah.
It's still good, but I don't know if the price is, like, I'm kind of... Now, we have to make the decision excluding value.
Right.
It's purely all of these bottles in terms of this bracket are $40 bottles. They aren't, but like that's how we have to imagine it, right? Which is a little tricky to do. Fuck.
I like the nose on Early Times more.
Smells more like bourbon a little bit.
Well, and that's why I was saying, like, it has more of the traditional nose, whereas the 1897 has, like, a sweeter cherry to it.
There's a slight bitterness that's a little off-putting on the Early Times. It's a fucking vanilla bomb. I know I mentioned it in the fucking episode, but it's a vanilla bomb.
I'm going to have to go back for a second sip on 1897 to...
I know, I'm struggling here. Victor, what are your thoughts? You've been really quiet and you didn't even record another episode.
I think they're both different. And it's hard for me to say I like one more than the other.
Yeah, we can't have a draw.
Especially... Why not?
Because there are three of us. Because
then the bracket would be, like, messed up.
You can't have a tie in a bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we have to go into overtime.
That's unfortunate.
It is completely unacceptable.
Now they both have a little bit of that, like, bitterness to it, though.
I think something's lingering your palate.
I swished a little bit with the water.
It's more like the... I almost feel like 1897 is a little over-oaked. Even though I don't think it... Like, technically, you wouldn't assume that. I think the flavors aren't pulling through heavy enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's appearing over-oaked.
Well, and I was going to say the bitterness came through more on 1897 than the bitterness on early times.
Well, this is a complete fucking mind fuck because I'm getting the opposite. Now you're making me second guess my feelings. My feelings are mine, goddammit. Don't tell me they aren't valid.
I'll go back to 1897 right now and then go over to early times to make my
fair enough.
My final.
I'll allow it.
But like both are definitely pleasant. Both are good.
Yeah, they're both enjoyable. I think the ratings are completely different if you drank them separately. I feel like the ratings could be opposite of what the winner of this could be.
Well, and side by side. It's also like personal preference, right? Like I sometimes enjoy something that's sweeter, but apparently my palate's like pushing for something that's a little bit more peppery.
Or that's spicy. Fair, and it can change day by day, but that's the same thing that can happen in a sports bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Though the team that usually would win doesn't mean it's the lesser team. It just means that's how the cookie crumbled.
And that's how the cookie crumbled.
Bruce Almighty.
It's almost like there was an echo.
Echo.
Thank you.
You.
Why did you just say you?
Because of the echo.
Oh, because thank was covered by you?
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
But see, like... They are so different. That was a better sit, like, and I think that's what's going to be hard about this bracket, because you can't necessarily have like two sips back to back. But I think that's where like it lies, or you know, like in terms of you have to have two sips back to back for it to make sense. Or to kind of like get your
palate. Get the flavor of that one.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like borderline going to go to a swish for the tiebreak.
Ooh.
Because I'm like, I'm really stuck. Because they're so different in like, it's not even comparable. It's like fucking apples to grapefruits right now.
And you're leaning towards 1897?
I'm not going to disclose my feelings.
Okay.
But I did not do what they were accusing me of.
Okay.
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Why is the alcohol hitting so hard right now?
It's hitting me hard. I can only imagine how hard it's hitting you guys.
I had like a borderline double pour of fucking Booker's before this episode, and it's 126%.
I'm
it's
jealous. Just, oh.
I mean, yeah.
I'll let you drink some after this, but...
It reminds me of a casket.
Okay.
Casket?
Yeah, it comes in a little casket.
What you felt like you needed to be in after having a Bullet Bourbon Barrel Strength?
Oh, I was fucking hungover yesterday. The bottle. I was so... I'm still like a little fucking hungover.
Dude, you drank so much.
Yeah, I did.
You and Sergio were going at it. And Sergio's like texting me on the side. He's like, "Hey, should I push him harder?" I'm like, "Dude, it's up to you." And then he'd like send the message and he'd be like, "Oh, did I do too much?" And I'm like, "Dude, I don't know.
I fucking still feel that today." Dude.
I bet you do. You killed like 3/4 of a fucking bottle. You're probably still drunk from 2 nights ago.
I think I woke up the next morning drunk.
I don't doubt it.
And, it sucks. When
I'm
that
still
happens.
Feeling it today.
Yeah, because you're drunk through the next morning and you're hungover that night. Mm-hmm. And then it follows over into the next morning. And then you start to feel better. And then your body's like, oh, you alcohol deprived me now. And you're like, and then you feel like shit.
Victor, do you normally have like chorizo after like a night of drinking?
No. Is that because he's Mexican?
Yeah, definitely.
I like, know would you I... ask if I had like Italian sausage?
Well, you and I used to have like
you get drunk and eat burritos. You take a dip. You and I used to have
burritos. Asking? Just Italian.
It's got to be an Italian dude.
No, like we would have like greasy burritos.
I'm not a big fan of greasy food when I'm hungover.
So then, what did you have?
One of them had an oily swish.
Do you not remember which one it was?
No, I know exactly which one it is, but I don't want to mess up anyone else's feelings.
I have a feeling I know which one it was times two.
It's very... like,
when I drink one, one's very not oily, so I'm assuming it's the other one. If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely, it makes sense. It's 50-50.
It went very like...
addition by subtraction. I fucking love it.
Like one's very like clean. Not clean, but like not thick, not viscous.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need to do the swish of...
Dude, yeah. My palate's fucked right now. But I still think like early on, I had pretty much made my decision. It hasn't really changed.
That was a decent sip for me. Well, I also swished, but...
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Well, Victor's up first, remember?
Why am I up first? Who half?
Okay, I'll go first.
I'll go first.
Stop bitching. Jesus Christ.
If we put value to value, I'd pick early times any day of the week, but I think I'm going to go the Old Forester.
Interesting.
It just finishes a little clean. I like the palate on early times better.
Okay. But you like the finish.
It finishes just a little cleaner, and that was the tiebreaker for me.
Okay. So we have one for Old Forester. Devo, are you going to finish this, push him through, or are you going to rely on me?
I'm not going to rely on you. Because I agree with Victor, like the nose and the palate on early times, especially if you have like back to back, it tastes pretty good. But the finish was a lot, and Victor already said it, it's a lot cleaner on the Old Forester 1897. So I am going to go with 1897 beating early times.
Okay.
For shits
the
and
bracket's
giggles?
Over.
For shits and giggles, Robert?
I have no input. It's a tie. I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking around. No, I was actually going to give it to early times.
Really?
It was close. There was no clear cut. Like,
the swish didn't help me out.
Oh, see, the swish helped me.
It was, I will say, I think the swish was better on 1897. But I also got more oakiness. And I'm not a big oak fan. Like, I enjoy it, but this is going to sound weird because I say I like the proof of bottled and bond, but I don't think on 1897, I think they need more proof to counteract that oakiness. It's too oaky for me.
But I think it was paired well with, like, the caramel tones that were coming in on the palate.
That's fair. It was a little more oak than I would like, and that's why I was going to give it to early times.
Okay,
it was more. Yeah, it was spicier. Addition by subtraction, right? Like it was more that one thing. Early times did have like a level of bitterness that I wasn't a huge fan of, but
the
Old Forester
came through.
Yeah,
for you,
early times is fucking good.
It is.
It really is for a... I think value rating, I would say if Early Times was $10 cheaper, I would pick Early Times every time I went to the store. And even it's $30 cheaper. I think value-wise, Early Times wins out every time. I have no problem with the price point of $18.97, though.
Absolutely.
I think Old Forester...
It's a good price for it.
And here's the crazy thing is Old Forester is my favorite distillery.
Right.
Heaven Hill probably is, but I think Old Forester makes the most solid lineup across the line. I think there's some Heaven Hill products that are better, but they have some not so good products over there. I think everything from Old Forester, even the 86 proof, pretty damn good. I mean, the Old Forester 100 proof is great.
I was going to say is amazing, actually. Like,
for a 20, it's right that, alongside with.
I almost picked it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's the orange label, which catches your eye because us guys, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because we appreciate hard work and orange vests because you have to be seen when you're doing hard work.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what brings me to it, but you know. It is what it is.
I was
I can't say it makes me come. You know, it's just weird.
Victor's little.
Victor needs more to drink. He's going to catch up.
Victor's like, damn, you guys are on a different level.
Dude,
that's
normally the Patreon level. I know
Patreon
that's
a level.
That's you guys are getting a fucking treat. Usually. We charge you for this shit, just like the naked women.
Dude, my friend said he got lap dances for $40.
Is that a good deal?
No, it's in my head, like, that's expensive.
Which head?
All of them.
Okay.
See, that would have been perfect on the previous.
This is
episode
that we recorded. This is Patreon.
Dude, you don't know how applicable that was to our, I almost said it wrong, applicable that was to our Patreon episode. You do not realize, like, it tied in perfectly. So, if you do want to hear what that conversation was about,
you got one on this episode for free.
Patreon.com/whiskeybizpodcast with a K. Why? Because Devo.
Whiskey comes in casks.
Victor, do you agree?
Podcast.
Yeah. So over there, you can, at any tier, you'll get access to every extra episode we did. If you hop over with the $5 plus tier, you'll be invited to our bi-monthly meetups where we have a call with everybody and we just shoot the shit for hours. Sometimes it's longer than others, but it's kind of fun because you get to meet guys from all over the country. We have every time zone accounted for. Did you guys realize
that
shit?
No, yeah.
Well, no, we're missing one, but we're close. Yeah. We're close enough. Dude, just shut
up. Someone in Hawaii?
Not knowing. That doesn't. Continental.
In Alaska?
That's not continental.
No?
No, because it's split by Canada.
At one point, we did.
We did. We had a patron in Canada.
And
that was pretty impressive.
International patron in Canada, too.
We were on Israel's top 200 list for
a while.
Well, we're on like, some website.
A minute.
Yeah, it was interesting. So the big winner, and moving on to the semifinals, is 1897 in the not so upset. But Rob was.
It was close, dude.
It was
buzzer beater.
Yeah, like I feel like the swish definitely put.
Old Forester should have, like, based on price point, Old Forester should have blown Early Times out of the water. I got you.
It's a phallic episode.
You don't even.
It's kind of like popsicles.
Possibly corn dogs. Depends on your preference.
Or ears of
corn. Do you want it hot or do you want it cold?
Or ears of corn. A dick with a fucking condom on with ridges? Say?
Is that Trojan bridges?
No.
Okay. The Trojan ribbed?
Why did you go corn dog and not hot dog?
You weren't a part of that episode.
Yeah, you missed the Patreon episode.
No.
Hopefully you don't have too much FOMO.
Sex to suck.
Literally. Okay, so...
Since podcasts come in pods, what else comes in pods, Robert?
Oh, I like what you did there.
Love is blind.
People that don't know how to date.
Or they're just looking for clout for their social media presence.
Megan Fox. Christian McCaffrey.
Crimson Chin.
Basketball player.
Who's a basketball player?
Clay?
He plays basketball?
Does he?
Is that...
And a female track star.
80 ran track?
Does she?
I think she could.
Exactly.
She
you guys are wild today.
She got a dump truck that could.
She's got torque, bro.
She's got that Maurice Jones-Drew.
She's fast in a straight line. She's kind of like American Muscle.
I mean, I still think it's wild that Clay said no.
I don't.
I think they're still together.
Are they?
Yeah.
She said no.
No, I think they're in the episode.
He said no.
She said no, I'm not. We're done.
Yeah, I think they're like, seen on.
After no, he said no, she said, well, I'm not dating him anymore.
Right. But.
I think post show, they're rekindling.
And I could see that happening and or kind of like wished it, I guess, because he focused too much on the fact that like his dad cheated like that. That bugged the shit out of me.
I love like, watching the fucking TikToks making fun of him. He's like on the beach and he's like, hey, AD, check out this beach. Like the water's beautiful. The waves are splashing.
Uh-huh.
Kind of reminds me of when my dad cheated on my mom. he just randomly starts saying that, you know, through the episode.
It's very true. Like he would bring it up at like a random ass time, and it's like, dude, you're different from your dad. Like, why are you bringing it up as if, like, your dad made who you are? Like, stop it. Like, it just bugged the shit out of me to where it's like, no, like, you're supposed to be here. Why are you saying, like, oh, I haven't been to, like, counseling on this shit?
Dude, he was the worst example of someone that should have been on the show.
I think it's hard because I think, like you said, Devo, I think they're just looking for clout. They're just applying and trying to get on a TV show, and then they get on this TV show and they're like, okay, we'll just go with it. And then I think they realize, like, I'm gonna fucking marry somebody
like Kenneth.
Like, this is fucking crazy. Like, yeah,
like I think we barely mentioned Kenneth and Brittany. Brittany was on the show for the right reasons. Kenneth wanted something more or realized, like, oh shit.
Well, I think that's a great example of when your title expects you to be more mature. So you think you should be married because you're a principal. Was he a vice principal?
No,
vice
he was principal. Right?
Was he a principal?
Yeah.
I thought he was a vice principal.
No, I think he was a principal.
Yeah, he was a principal in middle school.
If your kid went to a middle school and the principal wasn't married, wouldn't you be a little concerned?
Yes and no.
My daughter's principal wasn't married. You could tell.
She part of the rainbow community?
Oh, you said she.
Yeah, well, I think everybody assumes that.
Okay.
But that's never been disclosed.
I can appreciate that. but maybe she is.
My favorite part. No, man, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think there's a lot of red flags. I think that there's a shortage of principles.
Which type of principles?
The ones
that like moral schools.
The ones that govern school. I think it's a position nobody wants.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it's
it's sought after?
No, I don't think it's sought after.
It's basically a C-suite of a school.
I don't think... God, how do I say this in the nicest way not to offend anybody?
You don't?
I think if you were interested in C-suite level career, you don't go the teacher route.
That's fair. But I don't think... How do I say this that doesn't offend anyone?
Just say it, dude.
Yeah, just say it. You got enough courage.
You're just in meetings all day.
Yeah, but I think you have to make a decision, and like people hate you. So we had
a lot of... It's a no-win situation.
Yeah, we had a lot of drama at Little League. And I think working in management, to me, that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
And everybody at on the Little League board, like, thought we were in shambles. And I'm like, okay, you have a difference of opinion. Someone doesn't like your opinion. Like, that's what happens.
So we adapt. You seem so mature. Yeah. It's probably because you're married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boom. Hey, did you know I'll be married by the time this episode comes out?
We're gonna have our stag party at Hamburger Mary's.
Oh Jesus, I can't even believe. Did you have to read back through those messages?
No, I haven't even read back through them yet. I probably sent like four messages all night, dude.
No, and that's the other fun thing you get if you join Patreon. You get added to a text group where we just fucking. You get to give Victor shit. I mean, that's worth $5 a month.
And he'll respond.
He will. And then because you paid $5 a month, we'll defend you.
Why? Sit absolutely. Back and drink Tecate. I'm going to buy one this weekend.
With a lime?
I'll get you a tall can. I should just start giving you those instead of Coke Zeros.
I don't like Dickot.
It's about the same though.
There's a little more. There's a little bitterness to Dickot, and Coke Zero is just a little more sweet.
That's what's gonna pull Victor more towards the bourbon. So,
yeah. Dude, I went to Mexico and the Dickot is cheap. Dude.
Oh, dude, it's so cheap.
Yeah,
yeah. You get like a tall can for like 69 cents at 7-Eleven.
They're like a 12 pack, like $7.
You know what tripped me out is when I found out there were 7-Elevens in Mexico. Like, I was tripped the fuck out. They aren't just open.
Dude, Devo's got that Asian glow.
He does. He's looking good.
Yeah.
Looking good. What do you think of Mr. Booker?
It's good, dude.
I like it. This is an old batch.
Yeah?
It's old.
Like they don't make it like this no more?
Like it was from 2020. Like young in terms of
before
like...
Before COVID.
Like bachelor party terms, very bottle? Young. But what?
Wait, oh, you had a bachelor party?
No.
Hamburger Mary's?
You were there.
This was the heart of COVID. 2020.
This was the heart of COVID.
It was
they
the
should
third
make
batch.
A song. They should make a song out of that.
They should. Who are we going to give this to?
Sergio.
Sergio's going to make a song?
Yep.
Huh.
He can sing in a Hamburger Mary's.
Jesus. Oh, fuck.
Why was I thinking of SpongeBob right there?
SpongeBob. When I think of like one of those videos of a guy who's like working out and then making fun of people and saying SpongeBob. I don't know why.
So last Friday, my friend.
The Friday after next?
Last Friday.
Oh.
I guess it'd be Friday in the future.
Which friend?
No, it'd be Friday, like, more in the past, but yeah.
My coworker, well, not my coworker, my friend went out with his coworkers.
Okay.
And they went to Hooters.
Okay.
And then they went to Hamburger Mary's.
And they preferred Hamburger Mary's.
And then they went to a strip club. Isn't that a weird kind of night?
That's like you're questioning your sexual
right?
preference.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like they went strong at Hooters.
Like it's favoring the strong side.
Correct. And then they went super questionable by going to Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah, it went far right side.
And then they had to like redeem themselves so that they went to the strip club.
Someone got hit on. So they had to prove he wasn't.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's guaranteed.
Is that what you said in the chat?
Yeah, because my friend was telling me how he went to Hamburger Mary's with his coworkers.
I don't even know where the fuck that place is.
It's by like Outback Steakhouse.
In Upland?
Wait.
No, sorry. Black Angus.
Montclair?
No.
Victor's confused as fuck.
I was going to say, Rob and I are
it's
on
a, like, the same. It's a chain grade steakhouse.
Cask and Cleaver?
No.
That's in Rancho?
I know. I don't know where the fuck this place is.
I now have to Google it. It's in Ontario. I think we've.
It's in Ontario.
Oh, yeah, it's right next to Black Angus.
In Montclair?
Black Angus, El Torito, Benihana.
Mm-hmm.
In the same shopping
center. Montclair.
No, Benihana's in Ontario.
Yeah, it's near the. Ontario, yeah. It's near the Benihana in the same shopping center.
No fucking shit.
Yeah. Off the 10.
Off the 10 in Haven, right there.
Holy shit. I had no idea that was over there.
Well, by the time this episode airs...
What the fuck strip club did they go to?
They went to the library.
Off of Holt?
Is it a strip club?
No, the library, I think it's in Riverside or there.
Jesus Christ, they went on a fucking road trip too.
Yeah.
What, did they Uber?
That's how much he had to prove.
Yeah, that's how much... Is there a more local strip club?
Well, there's one in Upland.
Oh, we drive by that one.
There's also one in
one's on we in
Montclair on Holt.
We drive by the one in Upland, and my daughter dances, right? And she goes, "Oh, which kind of dance studio is that?"
How do you answer that, Victor?
And then she like the we like Kansas? Drive by, and it says exotic, right? And she goes, "Oh, it look." She's trying to read it, and she's like 8, right? So she's like, "Oh, they have excellent dancers there."
What is Letty saying?
We just laugh. I think it's fucking hilarious.
You gotta give her an answer though, or do you let your wife answer?
No, you just let it go with yeah. They have excellent dancers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, they're probably very talented.
Probably.
I've been to that one once. I went with my dad. It was awkward as shit, dude.
Well, it's probably not the best of the best.
No, and it's like one of those.
Was it before they renamed it?
What is it called?
No,
well, it's Deja Vu.
No, it's not Deja Vu.
Yeah, it is.
No, Deja Vu's down. That's in the Ontario. One up Holt. Yeah,
Tropical A.
Tropical A. Yeah, but it's kind
of
like
Tropical A was off of campus.
What the fuck's off campus?
Nothing's off of campus.
No, it's near campus.
What club are you going to?
Devo.
Is
it a private club? You have to get a membership?
I'm trying to think of what's off campus.
I can't
think of anything. Where's
it's at Arco between the Arco and In-N-Out. I think it's Tropical A.
The one above the 10?
Above the last name. Right by last name. That's Tropical A.
Yeah.
Bro,
yes,
that's
Tropical A is by last name. Yes.
That's nowhere near campus.
Yeah, but he's thinking Tropical A.
He's thinking Central.
Mm-hmm.
Deja Vu's off Central, campus. Right? Isn't Deja Vu off Central?
Central Ontario, yeah.
There's no. I was thinking the new Arco off of campus.
is.
Yeah, I was thinking in and
out. Like, what the hell right are there. You talking about? The Tesla dealership?
Wait, there's. Oh shit! I haven't been over there,
dude. You were mixed up. Campus and Central.
I think we filled up there on the way to Vegas, Devo. Don't tell me.
Yeah, we've
never
did.
Been up there.
We did. It's right by where we used to work. Just on the other side of the 210.
Oh, I fill up there actually quite a bit.
Yeah, he hasn't been there.
There isn't an out there.
There isn't an out there.
I apologize. Yeah, I apologize.
Doing tropical life.
There's also Ford of Upland.
And a Tesla.
A Tesla and then a Universal
car wash.
Car wash.
Yep. See, he goes there all the time.
When I graduated from high school, I used my buddy's ID to get into a strip club. And I don't know how that worked. 18? I graduated, I was 17.
Oh, look at you, you smart ass motherfucker.
No, just I had a weird cutoff.
Okay.
And
That sounds weird.
Sounds like a circumcision.
Yeah.
If you want to call it that. But I don't remember how I got into the strip club because I went with my buddy who I used his ID.
Do you have two IDs?
He must have, to you or what?
He must have like had a passport or something. But wouldn't that be like
show up to a strip club with a passport?
You're asking us, I made it into it.
I used to like use my buddy's. I would use his passport to get into things. And I went to a concert that was 18 or over, and I used his passport. And the bouncer was like, "Oh, hey, where are you from?"
Like, he's Mexico. Like South Central.
I think he was like thought I was like international because I had a U.S. passport. I don't know. He was confused or something.
You just say, "Oh, I don't have a driver's license. I didn't drive Mexico." Did you look like this guy?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he came to my door once. He was my neighbor. My grandpa was over. He goes, "Victor, your brother's here."
So he's Middle Eastern?
No, I'm not fucking Middle Eastern. He had a Tecate in his hand.
At 18?
No, I'm just kidding. God, it's such a Patreon episode.
So, Chelsea and Jimmy didn't work out.
Oh, no. Jimmy was faking it. I think the producers knew. It was like, just cut that shit, dude, and get out of here.
I don't think he was faking it. No, I think they... Like she was a lot.
He was fucking faking it.
I love you, babe.
She was a lot. No, she was a lot. He was going to go through it because that's what he grew up with.
Going through it?
I don't know, dude. He went out with his buddies.
His mom. I mean, at least Chelsea's better looking than his mom.
His buddies were women.
That's a red flag.
Absolutely.
It's a beige flag, Devo. It's a fucking beige flag, not tan.
It's a beige flag.
Fuck.
But when she was like, "I don't want to be with you because you go out all the time," and he was like, "I went out for an hour, dude."
Mm-hmm.
Daddy chill. That's what he told her.
But I mean, I get that. But on the same.
No.
They just got. They're trying to figure out if they're getting married. And he bails on her.
I see, and I agree with you. I think, and I was telling my wife that when we were watching the episode, but she was like, "No, he invited her and she didn't want to go." And I was like, "I didn't get that out of that. I think he just left her there."
I don't think there was a discussion. He said, "He's going. Do you want to go?" And she's like, "No."
And so she drank and...
I'll call seriously one this season.
Yeah, definitely.
So it was like just like, "Hey, dude, I'm gonna go grab some food. I'm out." And it wasn't like, "Do you want any? Do you want to come?" Like he was just out.
Well, apparently they're having great sex after that, so she came plenty.
Yeah, and see, and that's where I agree with you, Robert. Where I'm like,
I feel so official.
You have fucking
called Robert
2 weeks to figure out if you're into somebody. You can't just pause your life just to spend every moment with this person to figure it out.
And I get it. And there is, so I just made the argument for why she's saying that or why she's irritated. But on the flip side, all you've done is spend time with this person. Like, you need a fucking break.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that too.
Right.
But you have 6 weeks to fit into 2 years. It's fucking all in, right? Like you aren't going into this to
into the experiment too. Yeah. Like,
well, they thought they knew. He thought he knew.
Yeah, but he was always like, "I love you. You're everything." Oh, we're not the best couple here. Like, but then he's like talking to Jessica, and he's like, "You're still my number one girl."
But that's because Jessica also said, like, "You're gonna throw up."
Yeah, and I bet you he did, dude.
He's gonna need an EpiPen.
Yeah, dude, I would have needed an EpiPen if I know what I turned down after.
Yeah, but his concern was she had a kid, like
a 10-year-old at that.
She was what, 27?
Mm-hmm, 28.
28? Jesus Christ. So she got pregnant at 17.
She was letting some dude come in her at 17.
And Jimmy was definitely thinking like, oh, that dude didn't carry a Jimmy. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I see what you did there, Diva.
Wasn't clear.
That was better than mine.
Or ribbed.
Way to go, Victor.
I don't know. I think Jimmy's full of shit. I think Chelsea's kind of...
She's a little
Jeremy's
clingy.
Full of shit, too.
Yeah. Jessica was... She was probably the best-looking girl on the show, but she was definitely...
Oh, she was Red Flag City.
She didn't pass the crazy to hotness scale.
No. No. This is the whole thing with, like, girl code.
She was like a six.
She wasn't hot enough.
Because of her red flags.
She wasn't hot enough
to cover her crazy. She was probably a 9. In terms of the hotness, and then she moved down to a
Jessica.
Jessica. You're talking Chelsea. No, I'm
talking Jessica.
No,
Jessica was like a 9, and then moved down to like a 6 because of how she reacted to.
I think Chelsea was a more feminine person behind the screen.
I mean, I think, and to give Chelsea credit, I think she went in with the right intentions. I think she was really interested in getting married.
I agree.
I don't think they had the right set of dudes.
But it's all, scientifically done.
No, I think they just fucking put 50 people in a room.
And then they say it's scientifically done?
Yep.
Like every scientific journal?
Like your random choices or your random selection on who goes first today?
Chelsea should have picked Trevor. But then again, Trevor had a fiance beyond the episode.
I shit you not. This episode wasn't about Love is Blind. This episode was about Netflix saving Love is Blind.
Yeah, but the last, I'm going to argue the second half of this season was trash. I enjoyed the extracurriculars that I got out of it.
On the flip side, I don't think anyone has been more excited for the reunion.
We'll see what happens.
True.
The reunion's going to be an absolute shit show.
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
It's going to be boring.
Well, no, Ariana was like, oh, we're going to watch this.
Dang, dude.
I think it's going to be a shit show.
Get raw, dude.
Like, Ariana has only watched maybe 3 seasons of Love is Blind.
This is only the third season I've seen. I realize I missed 3, 4, and 5.
Oh, you missed the important ones.
No, they were bad. That's why I didn't watch them.
They weren't important.
No. Wake up.
Wake up. Grab a little wake up.
Some toxicity there. All right, I got you.
I prefer chop suey.
Oh, what's chop suey? Damn it.
No, you...
No, I...
Wait, no, it was chop suey, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was chop suey.
Toxicity was a different song.
Yeah.
Victor, would you take Booker's over Old Forester?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I like Booker's.
Booker's is good. A little peanutty?
Mm, yeah. Some people like that.
Some people like pee.
Both aren't clear. Well, I guess one could be.
It's see-through. It just has a tint.
I have no idea what this not clear cum joke is.
I don't either, but
it's still funny.
People are probably listening like, what the fuck am I listening to? What you're listening to is literally three guys just hanging out and talking and not realizing that people are listening. That's what you're listening to.
In 1897, beat out early times.
Yes, thank you for the clarification, Devo. If you forgot, that's what happened like 30 minutes ago.
Well, that's how I feel watching Love is Blind. Like, I'm like, oh shit, Clay and AD, I thought Clay actually like overcame his problems.
Shallowness?
With his dad. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
But I thought he was going to pull through.
I will say they videoed it very much that way. But he did not appear that he was going to back out with his facial expressions during the whole wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the 6 weeks is very fast to get married to someone.
Regardless of the situation, that's nuts.
And I think we've all had it. Well, maybe or maybe not. We've all had a situation where, like, oh, you know, you talk about like marriage, but you don't really think it all the way through.
You know what the show needs? This is not an original idea.
A few strippers.
They need some fucking uglies on the show.
They do, but they don't get showtime.
No, they don't get showtime.
Yeah, there are some.
Yeah.
They need to find the ugliest people with the best personality and the sexiest voices.
Have you seen
Jimmy?
No.
I mean, Christian McCaffrey?
No, there was this thing on TikTok where this dude was like, oh, like you're a cool chick or whatever, and it was that one chick that's actually a dude and they make fun of her.
The really not good looking one?
Yeah. And
that's heavier than you put you and me together, we would still be lighter.
Yes. And the dude like takes off his blindfold and he goes, oh fuck no.
Oh,
like,
the beluga whale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's what they call her, beluga whale too, right?
You mean him?
Oh, it's a him?
It was a dude.
It's a dude?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I think he had mentioned it, and I thought you guys were joking around.
No,
I'm not interested either way, dude.
No.
I think what was like horrible about that is that it was a white dude that was like, oh fuck no.
No, I mean, good for him. He set some boundaries. Jesus Christ. That's like, oh, I mean, red flag right there. That dude, he can't fucking pick that. He does not sound like a she. There's definitely confusion in my mind if I'm talking to that person with a blindfold on. Is that a dude or is that a woman?
And that is my mind is questioning this
the whole fucking time.
That is one of those things for Love is Blind, though. Like, do you think they sprinkle that in the mix for the next season?
So you mean a few extra dicks on the other side of the wall?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, too.
Bro, they had like a 2% success rate here.
Put some sleepers in there.
Do you think it's gonna get better with doing that?
No, but just fuck with them, dude. I used to fucking at this stage
Holy because shit. They've made it 6 seasons. They've made it this far. Why not?
Fuck.
Why not?
But do like a Super Love is Blind though. Like voice changers. Like Devo said, you don't know their gender.
Love is Blind, extra sausage.
Yeah, and then it's all dudes. Like, have you heard, like, on the internet, people are like, do a reality show where it's all gay guys and one straight guy, and the gay guys had to find the straight guy.
Bro, did you ever watch that show that we talked about, like, a year and a half ago with the kids and their moms?
Yeah.
No, I never watched it. I want to watch it now.
I didn't either.
I think I saw an episode, and it was super fucking awkward.
Do you imagine we're just like hanging out and it's like, oh, Robert's banging some diva's mom? I don't want to get too personal. That's exactly
what happened.
Hey, dude, fine. I fucking, gonna... my girl's hot, dude. I'm hooking up with her, dude.
And you're like, oh, who you with? It's like, oh, Jenna. Jenna's my mom. You fucking
kidding
me? That's
gonna be rough as shit,
dude. And you know goddamn well it's gonna be the two guys that like are close,
good friends,
yeah, that like connect, and then it's one person's dating the other's mom.
Ew. That's weird, dude.
Love is Blind needs to stop though, because the purpose of Love is Blind has proved to not work.
Yeah,
right.
Because you have two sides. Clay was attracted, but he didn't want it anyway. Jimmy, kind of attracted, but not really, and didn't want it anyway. And then you get the couple that Jimmy used so many outs to. He's like, oh, I can't like get married to you because you kept saying the other couple was stronger. So like, instead of proving that they weren't stronger, like a normal guy, competitive guy, because he's a athlete, I feel like he would be someone that turns athlete into three syllables.
Athlete?
Yeah, he definitely says athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Jeremy
left, I don't feel like you're sold.
Jeremy left Laura for
a fucking Sea-Doo.
I don't think they were a good match, though.
I don't either.
And I think
they were there for a good time.
But don't get, yeah, they were, I don't know,
they were,
if it's offensive.
There for a good time.
I think Sarah Ann is not cute.
She's
cool in the Sid, like, or she's an athlete vibe.
Ice Age. Ice Age.
I think Sid. I think she's gonna like pump her face with Botox and just have that look that I hate, dude.
Yeah, I think Diva would be into her because she looks like a soccer player.
Yeah,
she was athletic.
Yeah, smash.
He wouldn't fully pass yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
But she's passable.
He's not married, though, in that scenario.
Mm.
He's committed.
Oh, that's nice, Diva.
Yeah.
There's 1897 on the back burner.
Who?
Dude, I'm pretty fucking drunk, and I can tell Diva is too, so.
Diva, if you were in the pods, who would you have hoped to have matched with?
Brittany.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah. She by far the hottest one. Even though I think everybody says Jessica.
No, Brittany.
I think Brittany was the hottest. But she liked black dudes, so I'm going to disappoint her.
In terms of girth or what?
We're just going to stop with I'm going to disappoint her. I don't need to like, I plead the fifth.
She was super cool, dude. And
she was.
She looked was cute great. When she's had her glasses on and no makeup like that. So.
Yeah. She was the most, like, realistic hot chick. Like, Jessica's not a realistic hot chick.
No.
No, she wanted the
clout. She's hot, dude.
She is.
She's just crazy, dude.
Well, no, I just mean, like, that's not someone you're going to meet out in public. You'd see, what's her name? The other one?
Brittany?
Brittany. You'd see Brittany in public. You wouldn't see Jessica.
Yeah.
Because she got fucking Uber Eats. Brittany showed up to pick up her McDonald's.
And I would have gone after Brittany.
Oh, how
that's fair. I like that one. I like that one. Can we agree,
Jessica,
that like
Jessica's too full of herself.
And full of not natural ingredients.
True.
Mm-hmm.
But can we also talk about the whole fact that Jimmy was like, oh, yeah, I was looking at your boobs because they're big. They aren't that big.
Whose boobs?
He had to make something up for her.
Bro, he fucked up. It kind of worked for like the general public.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't interested.
But do you think her? Do you think like box, if you looked dude, at her, would you be she, like, no? You he fucking looked at her upper lip,
and he still thought cleft chin.
Cleft chin? It's a cleft lip.
Crimson chin. Crimson chin.
I'm not trying to be mean. If Chelsea walked out, I'd be disappointed.
I don't think so. I mean, if you... Here's the difference. We didn't make a connection to the
people. Ah, okay, I get that.
I don't think I... I feel like relationships are tough, right? Because you do have to have an attraction. Absolutely. The attraction could be anything from, like, it could be face, it could be body, it could be whatever, right? But there has to be an attraction. It can't purely be personality.
Mm-hmm.
It could be smell, though.
Okay.
I'll be
someone's
honest.
Got a fetish?
No, I'm just saying because you've seen that,
like I'm like, thinking.
I go play, back. This play gives me a. Good. This get brings me back to junior high. There's someone in my junior high. She was a cute girl, but she had bad BO, and it was a huge turnoff.
Oh,
she was not attractive.
I'm glad you said turnoff.
But I think there is something to say, like, if you made a connection, you're going to tell yourself for a while that the looks don't matter. Right? But there was a good point by, not Jeremy. What's the couple that made it? God damn.
I don't know his name.
Amy and...
It was Amber.
It was Amy.
No, it was Amber, because there's two Ambers.
Amber was 80...
Yeah, and Amber was Amber, and AD was
Amy
Amber, too.
And Johnny.
Johnny. Yes.
Amy so, and Johnny.
He brought up a good Amber. Point that he wouldn't have approached her
because
if they were in public because he felt like she was out of his league.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that. Now, I don't think... Now, his hair was fucked.
Yeah, his hair was,
it was bad. True. It was like he needed like layering or something. I don't know. It was just, he looked like a fucking circus clown tent.
But I want to take a step back to what you
did. Did he play baseball?
No.
No.
He thought he played baseball. That's the group he was in.
Because
he said he played baseball and then he tried out for junior high and he missed the cut.
Oh, he was one of those guys who you're like, hey, you like sports?
He's like, yeah, I play baseball.
No, he goes, I play all sports. That kind of guy.
Oh, it's like Allspice.
Yeah, like you know what kind of guys I'm talking about. Like, I'd be a right. I'd be like, Robert, what kind of sports are you like? You know, golf.
Play everything.
Like, you know,
play everything.
That's the fucking Johnny. Like, I never played a recreational sport, but he played backyard sports once.
That's so funny because I said to Ariana, like, oh, he played middle infield. And Ariana was like, no, he didn't.
No, he did. He didn't play fucking middle infield, dude.
He played second base.
He thought he played second base, but he sat on that fucking
bench. In minors.
He sat on that fucking bench. Oh, he played second base when the team was up by 7 points. And there's a 5-run limit. He played second base.
That's so funny because I was with Johnny for that one.
You played
second base.
Oh, I've said plenty that I need to shut up my mouth.
What about second base?
No, it's just
second
about.
Base means you are not good enough to play shortstop.
But damn, you have a better bat than the shortstop.
It just means you don't have a strong enough arm for shortstop.
I feel like the throws are harder from second base than from shortstop.
Okay, I played second base.
No, I'm just saying that because if you're running to turn a double play, you're running away from the place that you're throwing to. Shortstop, you're making crossbody throws and shit like that, but no one's throwing it that hard.
That's a long throw.
That is a very long throw, but turning a double play from second base is harder than turning a double play from shortstop.
Then I turned them.
And Devo fucking turned him. He may not have gotten the kid out at first, but he tried. God
no,
damn it.
I,
oh,
I,
he did. At a, I, like I, yeah, at a 60% clip.
Oh, we're t-
Victor was like,
Vic's oh. like, bullshit.
No, no, oh, dude, I ripped my team today, dude. A new one, dude.
You did?
Yeah, dude.
When you say rip them a new one, what are you referring to?
Like, they were fucking around, so I made them run.
Okay.
And then, like, I go, okay, go touch the foul pole and come back. And, like, a third of them, like, ran 10 feet. Away, like, they were like,
oh,
10 feet away.
Like, yeah.
And they turned back, and I go, you got to go run again. And I sent them again, and one of them was walking. So I go, okay, you guys get in push-up position. And one of them was like, why? I said, get in push-up position. Why? I go, you're not going to listen to me. I'm not going to listen to you. Go run again. Boom. And I sent them again, and they came back. And I go, get in push-up position until that kid walking gets over here. Ooh. And I did like, so like a parent's going to fucking complain about me because I was fucking hard.
Ooh. No, that's
Victor's,
fine.
Victor's that, mean.
No, that's fine.
Karen's going to come after you. Karen's going to come after
absolutely.
You. Absolutely. 100%.
I agree with it.
There's no question.
But and then
Victor,
I went up.
You did right. You did right.
But I guarantee the rest of the practice didn't have an issue. But I told them, like, don't fucking touch each other. Like, don't touch each other. Don't grab each other's hats. Told the kid, don't grab somebody else's hat. And he grabs some other kid's hat, throws them on the floor, and go, boom. And I'll run them before a game, too, if they're fucking around.
That makes sense. It's along the lines of discipline. Like, no,
but, like, I used to hate it, dude. I was, like, in football, and I fucking hated it.
Yeah, but you understand it now.
And now I'm like, I got to break these fucking kids.
Yeah. Man.
I got to break them. I fucking hate it, dude.
I get it, dude. I get it.
Wait till you're out there, Devo, and you gotta.
Oh, my. The kids that are gonna be. Yeah, no, they're gonna be run ragged. No, poor Noah.
But then at the same time, too, I'm like, I don't have to condition them this
practice.
They'll
just float.
I don't have to condition them. We had to condition.
Noah's just gonna float.
Noah be good.
Noah's going to be the captain, not because of me, but because he already knows Dad's not going to play around. Because
he goes 2x2.
With the arc, I get it.
Yeah. Dude, but these kids, dude, they're like fucking sponges, dude. They
Squishy?
Learn so fucking much, dude.
I got you.
They learn so much so fast, dude. It's fucking unbelievable. It's cool. It's a cool experience. But they don't fucking listen.
I'm a believer.
I think parents are soft.
Absolutely.
That's why they can't have kids anymore.
Yep.
And it's better.
It's the soft parents that the reason why the kids are running.
Completely fair. I can agree with that. Well, Devo, you have any final thoughts?
Thanks for listening. Podcast comes in chaos. Pods are on Love is Blind.
So and casks are what your whiskey comes in, and Victor doesn't know the difference between the two.
When you die. I'm going to say that next time.
God dang.
Does it end? Why is it podcast? Because when you die, you end up in a cask.
It.
Woo.
It's a casket.
And think of
that. That's not a casket?
No, that's a cask.
Oh.
And as
I learned something today.
They're made out
keep
of different
me,
wood
friends.
Too. Woo!
Can I get a